Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Well, hello and good morning. Oh, happy day. It's Monday. We will be traveling back home. And during the total eclipse, in some areas, we will not be witnessing the total eclipse. We probably won't be witnessing any of the eclipse because of the weather.
We're right on the edge of the total eclipse, but from what I've seen, depending on what time we leave and all that kind of stuff, we're into like a 96 to 98, then it dwindles a little bit down to 90% when we get home. But we should, like I said, depending on the time we leave, we should, if it's not cloudy, it'll be one of those days where, it's just getting eerily darker. If you've ever been through an eclipse before, it's weird. But,
I remember
it's not earth shattering, stopping like all this news we're seeing.
No, it's ridiculous to have all this on the news like this all the time, talking about this. And I mean, they're just desperate talking about anything total eclipse, whatever. I'm tired of it already.
Oh, it's like a Y2K thing. We got to prepare. Everybody realizes it's just the moon going in front of the sun.
Come on, the animals, man. And the tides and how long is it going to last? A minute or two?
The thing that would worry me the most is if the sun were going between Earth and the moon. Then we'd have real problems.
Okay.
You think about it.
Yeah.
The Earth between the moon, I think we'd kind of fry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's not happening, so I'm not real worried about it today.
No, we probably won't even notice it.
Nah, we might, but, we shall see.
All right, let's see. What else was I going to talk about? Oh!
You're doing what I do.
Yawning. Mm-hmm. Woke me up early this morning, but it's all right. We need to get packed and ready and on the road.
We went to bed fairly early.
So I guess
what time did we go to bed last month?
I went to bed at midnight.
Oh, I thought it was earlier than that.
No. I stayed up a little while.
Go back to sleep.
No, I need to get up and get ready.
Okay.
So the president, I guess, made his statement early this morning about abortion. He's not going to touch it, which is good. I thought I'd heard the Five talk about that, and I thought I heard Dana Perino, I think it was, not Greg Gutfeld, saying that he shouldn't say anything about it at all. He shouldn't make a statement. He should not necessarily a statement, but he shouldn't even pretend to make a federal policy about it, because we already did Roe versus Wade. We got it reversed, whatever that was, or I get the gist of it. But it's back on the states, and that's where it should stay.
That's the whole thing about it. It is the only thing that did was put it back to the states, where, guess what? Democracy works and people get to vote on it. Because of Roe versus Wade, it wasn't voted on by the people. It was dictated upon to us. So therefore, that was the perfect statement for him. But, the left will come out with, see, he's against abortion. He's against abortion. We got to stack the courts and yada, yada, yada. And they'll make all their, faux issues on him being a dictator. And, I saw some lady yelling and screaming yesterday about, as soon as he gets elected, he's going in and he's going to find where the real Constitution is, and he's going to rip it up and start putting black people in jail, and anybody who's dissenting is going to jails and all that stuff. It's like, oh my God, are you kidding me? But anyway, I digress.
It's okay. Oh, it's all right.
It's just the craziness of it.
It is.
But, hopefully that will, won't be. I know the Democrats really have nothing else to run on other than abortion, and somehow, some way, they're going to try to bring that to the forefront. Forget all the troubles that we have in America right now with immigration and inflation, lawlessness. Forget all that. We got to worry about abortion right now. That's the big thing we got to worry about.
Right.
You don't have to worry about that nationally there, Mr. Biden. What you have to worry about, let the states worry about the abortion issue, because it's been settled. You just go ahead and worry about these things. Because, you know, you're always right all the time, so why not? Anyway, go ahead. Shut up.
Oh, I don't know what I was going to talk. I'm still half asleep. I don't know. I guess we could talk. The basketball game is going to be on tonight. Who's playing?
Well, the girls won yesterday.
Yeah, I don't care.
The South Carolina girls, they won yesterday.
I really don't care about the game tonight either.
And let's see who's playing tonight. UConn and who's playing
tonight? I don't know. I figured you'd be on top of that.
I am on top of it. It's UConn and somebody.
Oh, okay. Say it again.
It's UConn and Purdue.
Okay.
You know, this is fun. It's funny. You know, we were talking about this at dinner last night. You know, I always, from the time I was 12 years old till I'm almost 62, filled out a bracket, see how I do. And for the last several years.
Y'all, I'm sorry. The coffee pot is brewing in the background, if that's what you hear.
Yes. This is our, that's the fifth pot I've brewed this morning. And so, you know, several years running, I've had Purdue because I thought they were a pretty balanced and good team, would at least get to the round of eight or even the final four, or even win it. So I'd have them progressing throughout the brackets. And of course, last year, I think it was the year that as a number one seed, they lost to a 16 seed, which was, I think, may have been the first time in history that it happened. So, you know, Purdue doesn't make it. And, of course, this year I don't do a bracket and Purdue's in the final. So that goes pretty much to realizing that, you know, it was my fault. Purdue never made it past where they got. So I realized how powerful I am in my bracket choosing. Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I'm pulling for Purdue tonight because Portnoy bet $500,000 or whatever on UConn to win, and UConn will probably win. I think they're favored because they are a strong, strong basketball team. But it's going to be interesting to see.
Okay.
So go Boilermakers.
All right. So how'd you fare this weekend? Do you want to talk about it?
How did I fare this weekend?
Yeah. With your.
Well, yeah. I think I scored well.
All right, I'm stopping this. All right.
Yeah, I think it was a good weekend. We wasn't as busy as I thought it'd be. It was kind of slower. I don't know if anybody plays blackjack or anything, but you know, I had an interesting thing happen. One of the things you do when you're playing blackjack is that there are certain hands that you get dealt that are actually in your favor. There are not many of them, but they're actually in your favor. And one of them is if you have an 11 and the dealer has a 5 or a 6, that's in your favor. If you have a 5-6 or a 6 or a 4-7 or 8-3 or 9-2, that's a hand that you normally, what you do is you double your bet and you only get one card. Well, the first two shoes, playing a double deck, the first two shoes that I played in those hands, I had 4 11s, which are automatic double bets. You double them, regardless.
Wait, how do you have 4 11s?
Well, I had four different hands. I had 11.
You played four hands at once?
No, not at one time. Four different hands.
Oh, okay.
I had 11.
Okay.
Which are automatic doubles, no matter what the card, the dealer's card is.
Gotcha.
So I doubled. And each time the dealer made a hand, which is okay because, you know, I've got the possibility of, 8, 9, 10 in, you know, an 8, a 9, a 10 in my hand gives me 19, 20, or 21. So, you know, you got 9s, 10s, 8s, 9s, 10, jack, queen, kings. You got almost half the decks coming out that are going to give you a really, really, really strong hand. Well,
you can put your hands on top of that.
Each time they turned my card over and it was an ace, which gave me 12, and I lost every one of them.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, this is ridiculous. This is crazy. And even the dealer's going, that's unbelievable. But the bad part about it was I was winning the hands that odds-wise you're not supposed to win. So it was kind of a turner. It was one of those ones where
it's the eclipse.
If it goes the way it's supposed to go, and I was winning the bad hands, then I would have really won a whole lot of money. But as it stood, I only won a pretty good bit of money today. Okay. This weekend. But I did good this weekend. All right. So, but that was one of those, you never know about cards. You know, I was playing with a gentleman, and we were winning on 12s, 13s, 14s, and 15s, and we were losing on 19s and 20s. Go figure. You know, it's supposed to be the other way around. So that was kind of interesting.
So the gent just rattled off a bunch of numbers, and when that happens, I tune out.
She goes to show tunes.
I do, because numbers are not in my brain.
I used to always quiz the kids and
to
make them use their brains. You know, I used to.
It would so upset me so much.
I'd quiz them, you know, things like, "What's 10% of 100?" And you just hear a void. I go, oh God, here we go. It's 10. What's 15%?
No, you made them more difficult than that.
Yeah, I mean, I increased the difficulty, and then I go, you know, what's 15% of it?
God, it would stress me out.
And it would. And then I'd say something like, all right, what's 20% of 120?
Oh my God.
It's 24. I'm sorry, 10% of 120. It's 12. Well, then what would be 20% of it?
Oh, 24.
24. Yes, very good. What would be 50% of it? 50% of 120?
60.
Yes, you are awesome. See, it's work.
I can't do math. Math makes me cry. I can't stand it.
16 years worth of practice, and we're getting there. You did good.
I hate math. It makes me very grumpy.
You did good.
You're upsetting me right now.
How many cups of coffee can you drink in a day?
A lot.
There we go. See, that was easy math. In our fifth pot of, that is, I think that is the
fifth. Well, the fifth pot of coffee is small because you've been filling up our travel cups with it, too.
Well, true. And it's only a, what is it, a
3-cup or a 4-cup?
No. That's a 6-cup, because remember, that one's bigger than the other one we used to have. Cause,
so, is this the one we bought in Vegas?
No.
We left the one in Vegas, didn't we?
We left both.
We are, in Vegas, gosh, y'all, when we went to Vegas one year, we had to have our own twice. We did it twice. So, we went to Vegas and we had to have our own coffee maker because, you know, those coffee makers they put in the room, that's the pods, and I don't like it. We travel with our own. We want our own coffee. I'm surprised.
And we do. We brought our own coffee.
I'm surprised they didn't stop us at the airport with the cabin coffee because, you know, that's supposed to cover drugs.
Yeah, we had it in the suitcase.
Well, yeah, that's true. But they probably did open our suitcase and look at it.
Yeah.
But anyway, we knew we were going to do this, too. We got up to Vegas, got in our hotel room, and then went right back out and bought a coffee maker.
Yeah, the bad part about it is, you know, they across from the hotel, they have a, as you know, looking across from the Bellagio, they have a CVS. And the first year we went over to there, we went over there and bought a coffee maker at CVS.
Yeah.
And came up. So then, you know, that was the first plan was when we got there, we walked across the street to CVS.
Yes.
And they didn't have one.
Yeah. We had to walk up to a different store.
So what we did, we got online. We ordered it.
Yes.
Ordered it online.
Yes.
And went and got it.
Yes. That's right.
Said, your package will be ready at.
And then we had to leave it there. We couldn't bring it home. We just left it there.
So, you know, of course, we didn't want to be accused of having an appliance in our room. So as we're walking out.
Is that against the law?
I don't know. So as we're, you know, we pack it and box it up.
That's right.
We walk out and we leave it by somebody's door in the hotel.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Wasn't ours.
Wasn't ours. Oh, my gosh.
But the second time we went, we stayed at Mandalay because that's where all the wedding party was and all that stuff. We had to get a bigger room because our daughter was staying with us. And they said that they had I was looking at a review on it, and somebody had said, you know, all the MGM properties, with the exception of some of the really, really high-end ones, will have a refrigerator in your room, but it's, you know, a fully stocked refrigerator, touch it, you bought it type thing. And they've even got Keurigs set up But you can't use the Keurig products that they have because they're also on touch sensors. But if you bring your Keurig K-Cups, you can have all the coffee you want. So I said, by God, that's what we do. And I went to the thing and bought, big old box of 190 cups of coffee thing. And we took it, so we had our coffee there by ourselves.
Yeah.
Absolutely, we had that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember when we checked into the Bellagio the first time, the first thing we did when we got there was I ordered a carafe of coffee. It was like an 8-cup carafe that was like $60.
Woo.
And I thought, you know what? We're going to go across the street
and get us some
coffee.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. $60?
It wasn't $60. I exaggerated. It was like $35.
Oh, well, I do remember the...
Which makes it, a whole lot better.
I do remember the spa at the Bellagio. My God. That's great. Oh, and we had side-by-side massages mm-hmm. there. Oh, that was the best ever.
Yeah, that was great because I was in this lavish spa. Of course, they have a men's side and a women's side, and if you're getting a massage, you can spend the whole day at the spa. And they had saunas and steam rooms and whirlpools and cold whirlpools and all this kind of stuff in there. And I was kind of like, there was one person I saw, only one person in there with me the whole time I was there. And I was like, yeah, this is just my spa.
It was ginormous.
It was great.
They had several whirlpools, several, what do you call them, that you get in and sit in, is it whirlpools?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and then a steam room and a sauna. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, absolutely. It was delightful.
I'm not one to get naked in front of someone.
Oh, I was butt-ass naked the whole time.
But I'm like, I didn't have a bathing suit, and I'm like, I'm enjoying this, so I got naked real fast.
I did, too. It was funny. I didn't even care. I came out of the sauna. I came out of the steam room just naked as a jaybird. Mm. Somebody walked by, I was like, how you doing?
Yeah, I was enjoying that.
May have been why nobody was in there. I think about it now. It's like
everybody left.
Huh. Oh my God, we gotta leave here.
All right, we gotta have a question of the day. We need to move on. It's been 17 minutes already.
Wow.
What's your question of the day? Okay, real simple. When you take a shower, do you use a washcloth, a loofah, a little spongy net spongy thing, or just regular soap without anything? I like to use the little thing, the net spongy thing to soap up. So, and then that's what I use.
I'm a washcloth kind of person.
All right. So there you go. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Have a great day. Go dogs.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy.